Monk Mode vs. Life Experiences. Dear Hamza, I've recently heard from you about the fact that you should prioritize life experiences if you're young because it will be much more beneficial when you start a business, especially YouTube. So basically, what I've said to these young guys is that instead of trying to rush to make money right now, especially if you want to be a YouTuber, you should be rushing to have life experiences that actually develop your character. So for example, I didn't start off with YouTube. I started with 10 years of weightlifting first. By the time I started, maybe about 5 or 6 years of weightlifting first. And I also went to university, took a lot of drugs, made loads of friends, got with loads of girls, learned how to date, learned how to text girls, learned how to attract them, learned how to be good at sex. I learned all these like things that so many other guys wanted. Then I became a YouTuber. These days, there's so many young guys who want to be self-improving YouTubers, but they've done nothing special with their lives. They've barely even built any like decent amount of muscle mass, barely went to the gym 500 times. I had already went to the gym over 1,000 times by the time I made my first video. So I've been telling these young guys who are my students inside of this program that you see right now that they should first work on life experiences. So then Dregger says, now I'm a bit confused about this thought. To what degree should I prioritize life experiences? I'm 18 years old and I didn't go much into the degenerate lifestyle. Yes, I've been to some parties, had a relationship, had some hookups with girls and done some other stuff, but there are definitely some things I haven't experienced yet. But the thing is, I plan to go monk mode and be focused for 3 months since the start of this year, which pretty much means not cheating on my diet, staying up late, drinking alcohol, and just focusing more on my work and fitness for this entire period. That sounds amazing. Let's see. That sounds amazing. That sounds like it's really going to develop you. Now, there's no problem with me sticking to this protocol. I did something similar before, and I see myself doing it again. I have the discipline for it. I love the grind, and this focus period would definitely help me make significant progress that I'd be proud of. Before this, I had a more casual period where I went out more often, drank more, cheated on my diet. But monk mode would kind of go against prioritizing life experiences because this obviously wouldn't be optimal if I plan to go to sleep at 8 p.m. and have no cheat meals for that long. It would make it harder for me to go out into the world and experience stuff. So I'm wondering whether I should be more balanced and just sacrifice some progress to go out more often and experience more stuff and how far I should take this. Because you said that doesn't mean you should live like a degenerate, which I wouldn't even enjoy in the first place. Let me know your take on this. Before I give Dragos some advice, I'm going to tell you to do something. My name is Hamza. I help young men get onto self-improvement just like you. And you probably want more men to get onto self-improvement because that means you're more likely to meet friends who aren't Jeffrey's degenerates, right? So scroll down right now and subscribe on this channel because the more that this channel grows, the more young men that will find videos like this and the more likely you are to find another guy who's actually on this path so that you don't have to be as lonely on the path of self-improvement becoming like Adonis anymore. So go and subscribe to this channel right now. Let me give some advice. Well, first, let's just go over this. There's one comment. This is from my coach who I pay to basically help the students in here. He's recorded like a custom video for him and he's replied and he's just said, okay, so it's all about following your desires and experiencing life in the way that you want. So this is what I would suggest to Dragos and to any other young guy that's thinking right now, like, okay, so I want to get onto monk mode because loads of people are talking about it, but I don't really like want to miss out on life. Monk mode is nice, but it's not that amazing. What's way better than monk mode is something called the Adonis Protocol. You can go and learn about the Adonis Protocol completely for free. It's kind of like the upgraded, more intelligent version of monk mode because it doesn't just turn you into like a social idiot. It actually forces you to go out once a week and go and do some kind of like adventure, which is going to be difficult. So Adonis Protocol, what you need to do is just go click the top link in the description right now and it brings you to Adonis Gang. And then Adonis Protocol is the course inside of here, and this is like a full-on step-by-step how to create a new life for yourself. And inside of this, there's one called weekly adventure. This is something that monk mode usually doesn't have. Monk mode is like this solo period where you just work on your business and stuff, and that's good when you're already quite like an advanced guy and you've already got a business and everything. This is like the Adonis Protocol. This is like how you start the business. This is like how you start really getting like fucking amazing results in the gym. You start living like this amazing life where you've got friends. So this is like the ultimate self-improvement protocol out there. There's nothing that matches it as of this moment, and I keep updating it. So go and click on the top link in the description. Come join this. It's completely for free. You can come join. And this is the special thing that Dragos needs to come and see here. Basically, monk mode the problem is that it makes you into this like isolated social loner, and it that can be really nice. Like for example, I went on monk mode last year, but the problem was that the difference was that I was already successful. I had already had experiences. I was already making a fuck ton of money. I already had a girlfriend, so it was kind of easy for me. All I needed to do was like basically cut out my social life so I could just focus on my work for a good couple of months, and it worked for me. For you, for young men out there, you're not developed enough for that. You need the Adonis Protocol to bring you to a point when you're actually experiencing like a good life, like you feel like a normal human being. So go on the Adonis Protocol first, and then you need to ask yourself, okay, let's slightly change the question, because I bet this is going to be interesting. Should I commit myself to self-improvement or go and get like more of these life experiences? Because I've told young men out there that if you want to go and live that life where, you know, you attract the girl and you get the money and everything, you need to go and have some good life experiences first to make you the kind of man who deserves to make the money. Basically, it's hard to make the money when you're like a loser 16-year-old who's done nothing with his life. It's hard to sit down and do work on business because you've experienced nothing. Go and fucking sign up to some like military boot camp for the next 8 weeks, and then watch how when you sit down to make your business, you're going to be so much more focused. And so that's what the Adonis Protocol does. Now we should debate whether or not you should be experiencing life whilst you're on self-improvement. And I've always said that you should. My self-improvement plans, the advice that I've given online, has never been like this cringe shit, like of all these kids online who are basically telling you like, oh yeah, like don't do anything. My thing has been stop doing the bad habits that you know are bad for you. Stop like obviously watching porn and playing video games are not fucking life experiences. So we don't do them anymore and we save our time. And then go and do these exciting, like what I call weekly adventures or expeditions, where every week you're doing something that really develops you, and it's still like a self-improvement thing. So for example, inside of the Adonis Protocol, I've recorded this entire module here where I'm giving you ideas, and I'm literally saying, okay, this is, here's some ideas that you could do to, you know, help you jog your brain to think about this. Every week you could go get a train to the biggest city in your country, go there completely by yourself, and just go to the fanciest restaurant in there and just order a tea or a coffee. The whole day might even cost you like $20. And you might think, oh, well, I don't have $20, but it's all relative, right? If you're in India, then obviously it's going to be a lot, like a lot cheaper than if you're in America or something. But for example, where I live right now, I don't live anywhere close to London. London is the capital of UK. But I could get a train to London for like £60 or something, which is, yes, it's fairly expensive. But if I went and did that once a month, and then I stayed in London completely by myself all day, and I just like went to the fanciest places, and I spoke to people, think about how different my life would be. So imagine like the version of you that gets a train, or, you know, gets your mother to drop you off at the big city. And you go in with a budget of just like $5, $10. You go get a coffee or a tea inside of like a hotel or a restaurant, right? And imagine you do that every Sunday. And as you have that tea, you look around, you look at like the wealth that you're around, and you go up to the richest looking man, and you just, with like a wholesome, authentic way, you just ask him like, oh, hey, like, you know, I just do this once a week. I always try and find like the most successful looking man, and I just want to ask him one question. Can I ask you that question? Every fucking, like, unless he's in a rush, every guy who's going to be hearing that is going to be like, yeah, well, yeah, of course. Yeah, what's the question? You're going to say like, I'm 18 years old. What would you do if you were my age to build up success? Imagine if you asked a successful looking man that question every single week, along with getting over the fear of like basically traveling by yourself, being in the big city by yourself and everything else. Imagine how much you'd develop. Now imagine that version of you that's been doing that every week, sitting down to record a YouTube video, and that becomes your business. And also the stories. Imagine being able to title a video, I asked 52 millionaires this year on what they would do if they were like 18 years old. That's powerful. Now, you don't even have to do this. Then I said, okay, if you want a cheaper like one where you don't have to pay for anything, put on some running shoes and just go for the longest fucking run slash walk of your life so far. But don't just run in the places that you've seen, right? So imagine your hometown, kind of like a GTA screen. Like, let me show you a like GTA map. Do you remember playing Grand Theft Auto, and it's like the map is all blacked out like this, right? And it's like when you go over somewhere, that's when the map starts getting like lit up, like kind of like this. The map starts getting lit up when you've been somewhere, right? There's places in your own hometown that are not lit up. Like there's streets and alleyways and stuff like that that you've never been down before, because you kind of know, okay, that's just going to be like another row of houses. That's a cul-de-sac. You kind of know, but you've never seen them before. Turn on like your boyish energy. Go for like a long distance run, walk or a bike, like a cycle, and literally go and see the parts of your hometown that you've never seen before. Go like far away from home. Go down the alleyway that you've never been to before. Watch out for rapists. Go down like the pathway you've never been. Go down that part of the park that you've never been to before and experience what it's like navigating your own hometown, because you'll be surprised. There'll be things that you've never really seen before that you kind of knew were there, but you had never seen it. And there's like a random pull-up bar in the middle of this park that you had never been to. And you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. I'm going to go hit some pull-ups there. There's some random, like, beautiful small park next to your place that you've never even seen from, like, the inside. You've only ever, like seen it from the outside or something. And imagine how that's going to develop you into feeling like an adventurer, an explorer. That's a small thing you can do. And if you want to make that huge, go and get a train or get your mother or father to drop you to the more rural, like countryside, like wild parts of your country, and go and like go camping there. Imagine if you went camping every single Saturday. All you've got to do is save up to buy a tent. Maybe your parents can buy it for you. And imagine you went camping like somewhere in your country. Now, again, this is my bias. I'm in UK. We can do this here. You might be in like fucking, I don't know, India. You don't camp there or something. Okay, fine. But you're getting the idea. You should be doing one of these things every single week when you're a young man, because this develops you. Every single weekend should have at least one of these things if you want to be developed and have like a good life. And then if you can add in social life to this, if you can go with a friend, that's when it becomes so, so powerful. So see if you can invite another guy to it. Tell like one of your friends, I'm going to London and I'm going to go and like, you know, ask this rich, successful guy, whatever. I'm going to go to London. I'm going to go and go camping. I'm going to do this and bring people with you, because then you're developing your social skills as well. You don't need to be just a degenerate to have like a life experience, because that life experience is fairly poor. Now, it's the life experience that I had and it helped develop me fine. But I tell my students that you don't need to be a degenerate to go and have these like weekly experiences, because there's loads of healthy things you can do which are probably a lot more fun, and you're sober for them, so you actually like remember them and stick to the lessons that you learned. So go with this. I'd say ditch monk mode from now on. It's not something that I'm really going to do before anymore, and it's not something that I'll ever tell young men to do, because it just turns you into like this social like idiot, basically. It turns you into this guy who's just neglected his social life. He's not experiencing stuff and he's just grinding away, and that can be powerful when you're already successful and you need to get to the next point. It's like, it could be powerful for me if I had this massive social life that was like a distraction and I had to get away from it. So it's like, yeah, I'm going to go on a monk mode protocol. But when you're young, you need more of a social life. You need more of these life experiences. And that's where the Adonis Protocol comes in. The Adonis Protocol is the top link in the description. It's completely for free. Scroll down right now, go click on that top link and come and join Adonis Gang. And then just click on the classroom section. And it's literally right there, completely for free. Go and take that right now and it will transform your life. The amount of kids who are taking this and literally posting every day that they are, their lives, like basically they feel reborn, that it has already helped them, and they've only been on it for like a week or two, that, you know, they're counting it, they're on like Adonis Protocol day 7, Adonis Protocol day 19 or something, and they literally like post pictures of themselves, they look healthier, they look happier, they look leaner, they're achieving goals finally, and they actually feel good about them, their lives. It's a very, very powerful protocol, and it's beginner friendly, and it's the exact thing you need to do to develop yourself. So come and join, because it will absolutely change, not even change, it won't even save your life, it will absolutely create a new life for you. Come and join Adonis Protocol. Top link in the description. It's completely for free. I just want you to come in and experience it. Go and do that right now.